Welcome to the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to law firm owners. You will be on your way to growing your practice and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hey guys, Mike Jezelshek here, and on today's episode, we're going to continue our retirement series, but I wanted to shoot a quick message before that. I'm excited to announce to you that we are launching our tax minimization program. Now, this is a special launch. We are calling it our founding member pre-launch, and so this is available only to podcast listeners and an especially reduced rate for the lifetime of the program. So if you've been listening to episodes recently, this tax minimization program is going to be jam-packed with information and a community for you to pay the least amount in taxes as legally possible. So as part of this program, we're going to have a library of tax strategies and implementation guides so that you can implement these in your business in real time. You're going to be able to ask an unlimited amount of questions to a pro, ask us some general questions related to your business, and you'll have access to my team. We're also going to have a private Facebook group for members of this tax minimization program, along with monthly group training sessions and discount on partner services and things like that. So today I'm excited to announce that we are launching this to podcast members only, and we're calling it our founding member pre-launch. So we're launching it today at a 50% lifetime discount. So if you want to jump in on this, visit our website. It's taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. And I'll also put a link to this in the show notes. Again, it's taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. And this is for our founding member pre-launch for the tax minimization program. I'm super excited to have you guys in there. Super excited. This is going to be a game changer. This is truly going to help you guys pay less in taxes. And I'm excited to be on this journey and watch the growth and the savings that come from this tight-knit group of community and podcast listeners. So without further ado, let's get on to today's regular episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's topic is we're continuing our retirement discussion, and today's topic is on simple IRA and the payroll deducted IRA. Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro, a digital accounting firm servicing business owners across the country, helping them relieve stress around financials and save thousands in taxes. I am your host and founder of Jetro, Mike Jezelshek. Again, today we're continuing our retirement series with Matt Ruttenberg from Life Inc. Retirement Services. And today's topic is going to be simple IRAs and payroll deducted IRAs. So Matt, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Good to be back.
Yeah. So up until this point, we started off with an initial kind of overview of retirement options that are available to small business owners. Then we went from there, we dug into the SEP IRA and individual or solo 401k last week, which brings us to today, where we're talking about simple IRAs and payroll deducted IRAs, which is kind of that discussion where SEP and individual 401k is mostly going to be for those business owners that don't have any employees. Now, when we're talking about, yes, I have employees, now we're starting that discussion. Okay, what are the options available there? So if you want, just kind of start out by just giving a little synopsis and kind of where we're going with these two topics today.
Yeah. I think, and we bundled this one together because we have a few options here, the simple IRA and the payroll deducted IRA, as they're two really good options for starter plans. So for companies with employees, with full-time employees who are just trying to get their feet wet and get started into offering a retirement plan.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. And, you know, when you're trying to retain clients or retain employees, it's good to have some option available there. And I think that when we look at these options, they're both valid options. And I think that the simple IRA is obviously going to be a little bit more sexier because it provides a little bit more benefit to the employee. But one thing that I thought was interesting, that before this discussion, I've never really heard of a payroll deducted IRA. And so I'm intrigued to be able to kind of be digging into that. So with the simple, what are some things that listeners should know? Kind of who is this meant for? You know, what are some basics about the simple IRA and when it Sure. when it would make sense for a client?
Yeah, as I've mentioned before, we always kind of start off with one question when we speak to employers and business owners is what is the goal? And it usually comes down to two questions. Is this for you? Meaning, do you want to simply save as much as possible for retirement? Or do you want, is this for your employees, or maybe to recruit employees, or increase the quality of the employee? These two options, and the simple is where I think we should start is the latter of those two, where not necessarily trying to maximize their retirement savings, but they wanted to start offering something to increase the recruitment or increase how they look to in the eyes of their recruiting employees from their competitors, if you will. So Simple IRA is extremely well known, and it's just that it's very simple. Let me explain this with a story. I think we have a really good client of ours. It's an electrician company. We first started to speak with them several years ago. They had about five employees, and they were increasingly losing the prospective employees to a few competitors, and they were larger competitors. They were offering a 401k. But the client of ours didn't necessarily have a big budget. They didn't really want to go too deep into the retirement plan space quite yet. Like I said, the primary goal is to recruit these employees, and they were constantly becoming lower on the list, and they were getting asked, do you have a retirement plan? And they were saying no. So they were losing these potential employees to the competitors. The employer was not necessarily interested in saving at all. They were actually reinvesting most of their proceeds and the income back into the company. This was their goal, was to increase and grow the company as much as possible. So we naturally just started talking about the simple IRA. They needed to be competitive to their competitors, not only from a business standpoint, but also from an employee standpoint. From the perspective of the employee, a simple IRA is very similar to a 401k. There's still a match. There's still a vesting schedule, and it's still able to save for retirement out of their paycheck. And that's really, a lot of times, that's the primary goal of the employee.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Now, the main difference between the simple IRA versus a 401k is simply the contribution limits. You're capped at a lower amount with the simple IRA. It's $13,500 right now versus $19,500 in the 401k. But since the employer wasn't necessarily contributing yet, it didn't really matter in this case. The employees, if they wanted to go over that $13,500 level, they could most likely just start an IRA or a Roth IRA on their own, on the side, if they wanted to increase their contributions. But the other main difference here is that it doesn't require any administration at all. It is primarily an investment vehicle for the employees, where a match is provided. Now, I don't want to go too far into that discussion because we're going to talk about that down the road, but since there's no administration needed, there's no out-of-pocket costs for the employer. Only the match is what's required.
Yeah, and I think that's a key point to think about, because we had a client like this that had a 401k set up that had like three employees, and each employee was contributing maybe 3%, 4% with a match. And they were putting more money, they were spending more money on fees for this specific client, was spending more money on fees for the 401k than they were almost contributing to the 401k. And so they said, you know, this doesn't make sense in this situation, but we still want to have an option available. And that is when they actually went from a 401k down to a simple IRA, just because it provided the same benefit. They didn't have a bunch of employees maxing out their 401k. They were still able to offer a match. And so that's, you know, a good example when you talk about fees and it being fairly cost effective. That was an example. We saw a client actually make that move from a 401k to a simple, which I think is a move you typically don't see, but they just jumped in or got sold on a 401k probably before they their company actually needed it.
Yeah. Sometimes a safe harbor 401k is the default option when people think of a retirement plan for their employees. And I am a believer that you should start small and then increase, just because from the view of the participant or the employee, it's better to increase than decrease if that ever comes to it. But since this is a very similar matching schedule compared to a safe harbor 401k, then there probably wasn't much missed on that at all. Mm-hmm. And just to cover those contribution limits real quick, you have two options with the safe harbor with the simple IRA. One is you can do a 2% contribution to everybody, whether they contribute or not, or you can do a 3% match to only those who participate. That is an instant vesting, which means that if they ever left the company, they could take that with them along with their own contributions. But those are the two, and they're very, very close to a safe harbor 401k contribution limit.
Yeah, makes sense. So you either have 2% to every employee, no matter what, or a 3% contribution match is your option.
That's right. That's right.
And if you want to do 4% with the simple, you just can't.
Yeah. So that's right. So these are pre-approved matching investing schedules that allow you and the employer in this situation could max out at the $13,500 if they wanted to. But these are pre-approved, preset schedules for matching investing.
Got it. Makes sense. Now, with the simple, is there any kind of year-end forms, anything like that, that need to be filed? Or is it just you make the contributions and you move on?
And that's the beauty of the simple IRA, is that it's very simple. There is no $5,500. There's no annual testing. It's very simple to put together. And it is considered a group plan, but it takes away that administration cost and any confusion that comes with it.
Makes sense. So that's kind of, I think that's a great background about the simple IRA when it makes sense. And like you kind of mentioned, you know, a simple IRA, I think if you're starting a business out and you're not sure where it's going to go, obviously you're starting a business, you're expecting this thing to grow and turn into the next greatest thing. But as far as a retirement plan, it might not be necessarily to rush into that next greatest thing until you've gotten to that point. And I think that's where maybe starting out with a simple IRA, if that makes sense, when you have enough employees, when you have more employees wanting to max out, you want to be more creative, you want to save for yourself a little heavier, that's when you can say, okay, let's explore moving now, transition into a traditional 401k or some type of other plan outside of the simple.
That's absolutely right. Yep. Starting small and increasing is viewed a lot better from the employee's perspective than having to cancel or even lower sometimes into a lower level plan.
Makes sense. Now, so that's the simple. One thing that we talked about at the beginning, or the other item that we wanted to talk about in this episode, was the payroll deducted IRA. And as I kind of mentioned, this is something that I haven't really seen before, but I think it's a great option, especially when we're going along these lines of, we have employees that we want to, that want to save for retirement. What are some easy options for us to be able to offer something to them to potentially stay competitive as we're looking to retain talent? So give a synopsis, kind of what is this payroll deducted IRA?
Yeah. And honestly, this is I actually kind of have a funny story about this. the most recent one we've set up, we actually stumbled across it by accident. We had someone looking, and this was a marina where they didn't offer anything at the moment, but they wanted to bring somebody in, a new employee, and the employee wasn't really looking for a retirement plan. That wasn't their priority at the time, but they were looking to roll over some funds from an old 401k into something that was with the new company. So the employer was simply taking that extra step to try to find a solution for them. And we started talking about this payroll deducted IRA scenario where I love to look at this as a placeholder. A payroll deducted IRA is a placeholder for companies who aren't ready to spend money on a match or have that administration cost. It's a placeholder where it allows the employees to save an easy way to save for retirement through their paycheck instead of coming out of their checking account. And we spoke in the first episode about this, where there's a psychological barrier when people are just kind of getting started saving for retirement. When it comes out of your checking account, it feels like a bill. It doesn't feel like you're just moving it from one bucket to the next. It feels like a bill, and it keeps people from taking that step. Not only just signing up for an IRA or a Roth IRA, but being able to actually see that money come out of their checking account. It's a psychological barrier.
Yeah, no, I think I love it. And I think it's that great idea. So when we look at what are the options, I think, you know, if you want to really scale back and say, hey, you're not offering anything right now, and maybe you don't want to make contributions on the employer side, this might be a great option to start. And then we can grow into a simple, and then we can grow into whatever that next step is. But this is better than nothing. I always say there's, you know, offering nothing is never a good option, but this is better than nothing, where, you know, you're still not, it's not costing you as the employer anything, but you're still providing a potential benefit or option or vehicle for your employees to save for retirement should they wish.
Yeah. And this isn't an actual retirement plan. So it's not viewed in the eyes of the IRS as a group plan. So there is no administration, there is no liability. The only thing the employer needs to take care of is withholding the contributions that the employees would like to contribute out of the paycheck, and then send the money to the investment company that we set up. So once that's done, there's nothing the employer has to do. It's simply send the money in a timely manner to the investment company.
Yeah, that's great. So basically, with a simple, it's a retirement plan that allows you to be able to offer something to your employees, but also be able to do a match. And really, you kind of have two options: a 2% match, where you would give every employee, no matter what their participation is, you would give them a 2% match on their income, or a 3%, or a, I'm sorry, a 2% contribution, not a match. You contribute 2% to every employee, or you have the option of doing a 3% match to those that are contributing. And this is a great option to kind of get your feet wet, start getting into this retirement ability. And the maximum that you employee can contribute is the $13,500 currently into a simple IRA. There's not a lot of heavy lifting as far as costs and administrative work, no forms to file at the end of the year, like a $5,500 and things like that. So that's kind of the breakdown of the simple. And then we obviously have the payroll deducted IRA, which is really just a placeholder, something that allows your employees to decide to contribute. It's an option for them to contribute to an IRA should they wish.
That's right. That's right.
Anything else on these two topics before we cut for the day?
No, I think that's it. And coming back to what you said just real quick, you know, I have a true belief that if you have employees, it's a really good idea to have something in place, whether it's a retirement plan or that placeholder payroll deducted IRA. It just gives your employees that extra option to be able to save for retirement. So I loved the way you said that earlier. So
yeah, thank you. I think a key thing, and you've kind of mentioned this, is that many people don't think about retirement. It's too far off. You know, you might have young employees and retirement is too far off. And so they have no intentions to think about it. And how most people start to think about it is their employer says, hey, we have this retirement plan. Do you want to participate? And that's when people are like, well, I guess I probably should, because retirement's going to come eventually. And they kind of get their feet wet. So I think that if you're a business and you have no retirement options out there, you know, you might be able to retain employees, and that might be fine. You might lose some employees that want an option available, but I think you're just doing your employees a potential disservice by not giving them an option and kind of giving that force to go into a retirement plan.
That's right.
I think you know, even with the payroll deducted IRA, it's a consistent amount coming out of every paycheck, whatever they choose. You know, if they want to make anyone can do a traditional IRA, put $6,000 into it. But when you're doing these contributions on a monthly basis, they're coming directly out of your payroll check. It just makes that a lot easier and a lot more, you know, employees willing to contribute. You know, $20 out of every paycheck is not that big of a deal, or they might not recognize it or realize it as much as if they're doing quarterly or yearly contributions of a large dollar amount. That's much difficult for them.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome. Well, again, this was just a continuation of our retirement series. We've talked about kind of an overall overarching options available, dug deep into the SEP IRA and the individual or solo 401k. Today, we've talked about the simple IRA and payroll deducted IRA. And I'm going to include in the show notes some links to both of these and a link to a blog post about these. So if you want to get into more details, want to get into more of the nitty gritty of these plans, You can dig deeper there. We just didn't want to bore you on this episode. So next episode, we're going to be talking about the traditional 401k. Again, continuing this discussion about retirement options that are available to small business owners. If you've missed any previous episodes, check them out. And I'm also going to have Matt's information in the show notes as well, should you want to reach out to him about starting some type of plan as well. So Matt, just want to thank you again for joining us on another episode.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, listeners. We will see you guys next week.
This has been another episode of the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other law firm owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.